Restricted reading, the few that matter. A hypocrite is a person who, but who isn't? Don Marquis. I know, I said not to read too much. Hence, the recommendations here are restricted to the best of the best this book's interviewees and I have used and named when asked. What is the one book that changed your life the most? None of them are required to do what we've talked about in this book. That said, consider them if you get stuck on a particular point. The page counts are listed, and if you practice the exercises in how to read 200% faster in 10 minutes in Chapter 6, you should be able to read at least 2.5 pages per minute. 100 pages thus equals 40 minutes. For additional categories, including practical philosophy, licensing, and language learning, be sure to visit our comprehensive companion site. The Fundamental Four. Let me explain. The Fundamental Four are so named because they are the four books I recommended to aspiring lifestyle designers prior to writing The 4-Hour Work Week. Still well worth reading, here is the sequence I suggest. The Magic of Thinking Big, 192 pages, by David Schwartz. This book was first recommended to me by Stephen Key, an ultra-successful inventor who has made millions licensing products to companies including Disney, Nestle, and Coca-Cola. It is the favorite book of many super performers worldwide, ranging from legendary football coaches to famous CEOs, and has more than 100 five-star ratings on Amazon. The main message is don't overestimate others and underestimate yourself. I still read the first two chapters of this book whenever doubt creeps in. How to Make Millions with Your Ideas, An Entrepreneur's Guide, 272 pages, by Dan S. Kennedy. This is a menu of options for converting ideas into millions. I read this when I was in high school and have read it 5 times since. It is like steroids for your entrepreneurship cortex. The case studies, from Domino's Pizza to casinos and mail-order products, are outstanding. The E-Myth Revisited, Why Most Small Businesses Don't Work and What to Do About It, 288 pages, by Michael E. Gerber. Gerber is a masterful storyteller, and his classic of automation discusses how to use a franchise mindset to create scalable businesses that are based on rules and not outstanding employees. It is an excellent roadmap, told in parable, for becoming an owner instead of constant micromanager. If you're stuck in your own business, this book will get you unstuck in no time. Vagabonding, An Uncommon Guide to the Art of Long-Term World Travel, 224 pages. By Rolf Potts. Rolf is the man. This is the book that got me to stop making excuses and pack for an extended hiatus. It covers bits of everything, but is particularly helpful for determining your destination, adjusting to life on the road, and re-assimilating back into ordinary life. It includes great little excerpts from famous vagabonds, philosophers, and explorers, as well as anecdotes from ordinary travelers. This is the first of two books, the other was Walden, that I took with me on my first 15-month mini-retirement.